Good morning and welcome to Community Connections with Children's Services Council of St. Lucie County. I'm just one of your hosts, Sean Boyle, and with me is
Ashley Mock.
Welcome. You said that so very matter-of-factly.
I did.
Welcome to the half-hour radio program that's all about connecting you, the listener, to resources and things that are available in our great community we call St. Lucie County. Now, we at the Children's Services Council, despite our years and efforts to get better at hosting media, we are not radio and or media professionals. But what we do at the Children's Services Council, Ashley, myself, the team, the entire board, is we work on five priorities in our community. And those five priorities are, one, making sure every baby's a healthy baby. Two, stopping child abuse before it happens. Three, keeping kids off the streets. Four, keeping them in school. And five, keeping them off drugs, alcohol, and other risky behaviors. And I say we focus on those priorities, meaning that we prioritize, we develop, we fund systems of care that are available to all families to help address and respond to those five priority areas.
Yes. And while we use the show to introduce you to some of the partners that are involved in that, we also share a lot of information on our website at csclc.org about all of those funded program partners and the work that they're doing. We also publish an annual report that we've talked about on this show before, our annual impact report that really details the impact that those programs are having in our community. And the change that they are making for families that live here. So that is a great place to look if you are looking for some more information on exactly what the programs are doing and how they're working. But if you're just looking to connect with one of those programs, the website is also a really great place just to get contact information for those programs. We even have some success stories on there, so you can kind of get an idea of what exactly is happening, what they're able to accomplish thanks to the program. So all of that information available on our website at csclc.org.
And we want you to spend time with us every Sunday at 10 a.m. or if you download the podcast at least once a week We're not doing multiple shows a week. Once a week is we want you to hopefully enjoy this conversation, but take that resource that you're learning about and seeing how it may apply to you, your loved ones, your congregation members, your coworkers, your civic group friends, your people you hang out with, because let's face it, families are busy. There's a lot going on, a lot of stuff to get our attention, and rightfully so, right? Our kids are in school now, everything's going on. You're helping with math, homework, whatever, but you never know when something's going to arise, and you're like, you know what? I can't figure this out all by myself. Or wouldn't it be great if I had a little bit of assistance or help? And that's really what we're talking about here is these programs that we discuss are kind of like advocates for your family that are going to help you get to the desired outcome that you want with your family and with your child. And so we come to you once a month to kind of be that advocate, to be that connector to those advocates that are there helping. So if you're listening to the show and you're like, look, my radio is broken. This is the only show I can listen to, but I don't have children. First of all, you could use your phone to stream music. But outside of that, if you're just listening to us because you're like, I enjoy Sean and Ashley's banter, I promise you there's going to be somebody that you know, even if your kids are all grown, that has kids or grandkids that could benefit from this information. So I say all that to say that this is beneficial to everybody. And we're hoping that you carry, the information that you learn, that you glean from, you pass it on, right? It can stay with you and that's fine. And we can certainly entertain you, but we really want you to pass it on.
Yes. And you mentioned that we're back in school now because I don't know. The summer went by really quickly, but also stressful when you have kids that are out of school. And we talked a lot about summer programs, and our guest today is actually going to talk a little bit about some of the stuff that they did over the summer. But I just want to remind everyone who's listening that if you are looking for somewhere for your children to go after school, we have a network of programs that serve after school in different sort of design and focus areas. And they all include fun things for kids to do. So please take a look at our list. We call that sort of priority area, keeping kids off the streets, because that's what it's doing. It's keeping them off the streets after school. And so there's a list of all of those programs, their locations, their contact information, and a brief description of what they do. So if you are looking for something for your children, it's a really good place to start and see if there might be something there that would entice them.
I think of all of our programs, we have five priorities. Obviously, we've talked about that every single radio program. And in my sleep. But I think, you know, when you look at those five priorities, the two natural entry points for every family in the St. Lucie County is making sure every baby's a healthy baby, because every birth is can have a nurse home visit where a nurse will come to the home, check on the health of the mother, the baby, stress level of the father, give that family that confidence and make sure that everything's going all right. And then to me, so that's the obvious entry for every new citizen, if you will, of St. Lucie County, the newborns. But I think the next natural one, and I say all this because they're almost universal, right? Mm-hmm. So who wouldn't want, if your baby's born, to have a nurse come and check to make sure everything's okay and give you that security? I know when I was a parent, I would have loved to have that, right? when my kids were younger.
Please, come now.
yeah, I know, right? and then the other one is, what do I do with my kids after school? And so obviously the after school program. So those are two, to me, those are the two natural entry points for every child in St. Lucie County to enter our programs. And then in addition to that, we have supplementary and additional ones when maybe certain things arrive, or maybe a student needs a little bit more help in this, or maybe they're going down a wrong path and you're like, I need to intervene before it gets, you know, to a bad consequence, which leads me to our guest.
Look at that. What a segue. So I feel like we've mentioned this show. I'm really shocked when he told us that he hasn't been on the show before. I find that crazy. Like, shame on us. But we have a really amazing partnership with the Roundtable of St. Lucie County and their Ignite Youth Alliance program. And sort of the leader of that crew, if you will, or the guy who's always out at the forefront of that, is Darcy McFoley. And he's with us today to talk a little bit about Ignite and what they're doing. And we sort of said that we were going to start with the summer, because Ignite is a year-round program. And we know that the kids who participated in Ignite were having a great time this summer. So Darcy's here with us today to talk about kind of what the kids were up to, and then we'll talk a little bit more about the program and what they are working on coming up. So Darcy, thank you so much. This is your initiation. I'm still mad that we haven't had you on before today.
Well, wait, before he goes into all that, before we, let's disclose something for our listeners. I think they already know that we don't record live on Sundays because it's really hard to get guests to come into a studio at 10 a.m. on a Sunday. But we record on Zoom to make it convenient for everyone. Darcy was so excited to be on the radio program, he showed up in person. So we had to kick him to a laptop. But also, we got the joy of, while he has not been on the radio show before, he is a recipient of our Community Impact Award, which he received in May of 2020 when we were in the height of COVID. And I don't know if I'm happy or kind of embarrassed to say that we actually physically gave him the award today, since he's in the office.
He just got in real life the award.
Well, one thing, I do appreciate it. I thank you for the award. And I thank you that you still had it, that you didn't throw it away.
I also have Marcus's too from your program as well. So, but so Ashley said to start with the summer, but before we even start with the summer, let's talk about Darcy's with Roundtable's Youth Alliance program. Is it Youth Alliance Initiative? Ignite Youth Alliance. Ignite Youth Alliance. Ignite, now that I've confused everybody. Before we talk about the summer, tell everybody what Ignite Youth Alliance is.
Well, Ignite Youth Alliance is a mentor organization that provides mentorship to gang-related youth and youth that have been victimized in St. Lucie County. So what that could tell that we have a youth that's been referred to our program, they will be assigned a mentor or outreach worker. And the outreach worker's first job is to build a relationship with that individual. And once we build a relationship, then we kind of can identify some problems that's going on. And we bring it to our multi-agency intervention team where we could kind of case manage that youth and put some services in place so we could kind of get that youth and their family on a better track.
I think what you just said, especially about the sort of that's how that staffing works when you bring everybody together to have that conversation, that cannot be understated, because I think it's important for people to understand that prior to you guys showing up and putting this program and this plan together, that didn't happen. Mm-hmm. And so there was a lot of challenge in finding services for these youth, because there was multiple agencies involved and there was a lot of back and forth. But now just by, you know, having you guys as a mentor there to bring all of the important people together to really talk about what the best plan is for that individual is so important.
And I think that's the best thing about the comprehensive game model, and that what we're implementing in St. Lucie County. And it's that intervention part where you have everybody sitting at the table, coming up with ideas and making decisions, instead of at night being the person that got to be the mentor and do this, say that. No, it's a community. It's a collaborative effort of helping the individuals, because they're not just Ignite kids. There's the community kids. And we kind of seen that a lot of organizations that want to provide services, it was just so hard for them to link them to the services. And due because of, you know, some relationships, some people not understanding, some people don't really are scared of going to certain parts of the area. And with us, you know, we in the community and we make those relationships, and then we kind of could advocate not only for the client, but we advocate for the service providers as well. And that's one of the big things that people have to understand, that we advocate for services and we able to articulate the services to the parents and the kids to show them that it's very important. And with these services, it could take it to a whole nother level in your life. And so it's just been a win-win situation for the community. This mentoring these kids, taking them out the box, doing pro-social activities, and allowing them to see different things and linking them to services that could better help them and their families. And so we have seen a lot of success with the intervention team. So that's the best thing about our program is the intervention team and bringing these services together at one table.
And I think, Ashley and Darcy, to your point, because I can remember – And first of all, Darcy, you mentioned this is part of the gang intervention model, which is Office of Juvenile, for those of you that want to get way into the weeds, Office of Juvenile Justice Delinquency Prevention. It's a best practice national model that we're implementing here in St. Lucie County. One of the only few nations or few communities across the nation that are implementing it in its fullest. And we're starting to, we are seeing the benefit of it. But Ashley, to what you said, you know, it used to be before, you know, Darcy and the Ignite program started, it used to be like, hey, you know, let's say you are attending an after school program and you got in trouble for violence, or you got in trouble because you are an identified gang member. The solution for that program was to say, you can't come to this program anymore. And so what we do is we create this isolation for these kids that probably need it the most. They're now kind of, for lack of a better word, kicked out of all the programs that could really help them. So Ignite comes in, brings the whole team together, connects them to the services, but also connects them to those programs and helps them understand like how you can work with this youth in your program. Cause you know, the programs were like, oh, I don't want to impact the other kids, but these kids that are identified for Ignite Youth, they're the ones that need the programs the most a lot of times. So with that connection, we get them back into the program with everybody else so they don't feel isolated and they have that connection that all the other kids have. So you're right. That social or that intervention team is huge.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think the other thing too is the individual plan, because, you know, for a long time, I think sort of when there was a an identified youth as being, you know, this, he may have gotten in trouble, or, you know, there was a risk that something was going to happen to that youth. They were kind of put into this box, and this is what happens, and this is what we do, and this is how, you know, check all these boxes and that's it. And that's not how it works all the time. Like, there are some individual circumstances that have led to that situation or that can improve that situation. And so having the flexibility to address that person like an individual instead of just, you know, here's all the things that we have to do, I think is really important. And you guys have, like you said, experienced a lot of success. Can you talk a little bit about that, like some of those success stories and what the youth are actually accomplishing with your help?
Oh man, success. I just could say this year we had 7 youth that was potential, was able to graduated. And that's a success in itself, to be able to help these kids to cross that finish line. And when the youth just recognize the importance that you were in their life to help them, it just melts you away. I just recall this one youth, she was going through a lot. She ended up getting pregnant her senior year. Didn't want to focus on school. She wanted to really just try to focus on getting a job. And she just thought that she wasn't going to be able to cross that finish line. And through the help of not just, you know, from her mentor, the family navigators, including myself, and also with St. Lucie County School, with their social workers as well, and just kept pulling her and dragging her and encouraging her and helping her get Ubers to go take her tests on the weekends and just let her know, hey, there's no excuse. We're here to help. And the more we motivated her and the more we show her that we believe that she can do it, she grabbed hold on to it. And I just remember me and Marcus Mills, we was coming from the gym. And I get a call from her, and she was just thrilled that she finally passed her math test to be able to graduate. And when she told me she passed, she was like, y'all have to come to my graduation, because without you and help of the night, I wouldn't be be where I'm at today. And things like that just really just, you know, it just like, wow, all the hard work and effort that you put into these families, and see the gratitude of when they reaching their goals and accomplishment, that will pays my salary. That pays my salary to see how they just succeed, and knowing that they have people outside of their circle, well, outside of their family, come in and help them succeed. And also seeing young men in the community that have been through our program, and now they have full-time jobs, they're managers at restaurants, fathers calling and just checking on us, making sure we're good. Even have some young men want to apply to be outreach workers, because they know the work that we did with them in the community. They want to do the same thing. And so we have so many success stories. I can sit here and talk about it all day. I can't, because I just love the work that we do. But when you see the kids being successful, and also seeing a kid get outside of their circle and be able to be exposed to some things that they never was exposed to see their faces. I know I want to talk about our summer activities, and I know we went on a boat tour, and some of these kids never been on a boat. They never crossed the Indian River Lagoon, and to be able to go tour the Indian River Lagoon, to see some things coming out the water looking like sharks or dolphins, but to see the smile on their face, and they're like, oh, what is that? And it just, it's just priceless. It's priceless. And success is just helping the family. Just, you know, getting a call from a mom saying they like about to get turned off in a relationship, and partners we have in St. Lucie County, to make that phone call to an organization, say, hey, we have a family in need, and, you know, their life's about to be turned off, and we help the parents do the application, and we send that email to the organization. Next thing you know, the lights are turned on, and the family members are just so thrilled that they have services that not only help the youth, but help them, you know, mm-hmm. help them. And that's success in itself, knowing that we're able to be a part of the community and help people meet some basic needs that's mm-hmm. hard to meet. So,
but I think that's a good point too. You know, we say all the time that like, maybe not unfortunately, but for what it's worth, the kids in our community do not live by themselves and drive their own cars and do, you know, they don't take care of themselves. They have a family, and that is an important part of their story too. And so by you guys kind of coming alongside the family at the same time that you're working to mentor the youth is equally as important to make sure that the family has what they need as well. So that's really awesome.
So that graduation story, because I've heard you tell that story last week, you left off a part, and I think it's important. They asked you to come, right? She asked you to come to her graduation, and weren't, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you told me that you were the only people from her circle that attended the graduation. So, you know, again, the fact, and I don't mean that as a slight to her caregivers. I mean that as a compliment to you that, you know, you guys helped her see a finish line or a goal. You helped her accomplish it. And then she wanted you guys there, and you guys were her main support system there. That's huge. And I think that speaks to the mentoring piece of this program.
Yeah. And yeah, I did leave off that part, but that was kind of, that's like one of the part that hurt you as well, being a mentor and seeing these young people thrive, and they want their guardians to see them thrive as well. And for that individual not to have her guardians there, and she was hurt. She was hurt. Well, but she thanked us for being there, but she was hurt about it. So,
well, Darcy, this isn't, you know, Ashley and I have been doing the show way too long, and they haven't canceled us yet, but we've been doing the show, and we used to be on the AM station and in the studio. And I tell you all that because we did that probably 6-7 years ago. So this is at least 6-7 years, maybe closer to 9 years old. Before Ignite started, we actually did a gang study here in St. Lucie County. And when we interviewed gang members, and this was, I'm not gonna lie, it was mostly male gang members. We asked them, what was the one thing that would have kept you out of a gang? And the number one answer, not even close, was a positive adult male role model. So what you guys are, and even for the young lady, is in a positive adult role model. And that's what we all need, right? That's what Kids at Hope teaches us, all these around table programs. This is what it all teaches us, right? Like, if we have one, somebody in our corner when we're a kid that's rooting for us, can see our potential and pushes us towards that potential, it's game changing. And it was game changing for that young lady, and it's game changing for all the young men and women that are in your program. So we've got like 7 minutes left, and before we get too far astray, I want people to understand, like, if somebody's listening, like, you know, I kind of think I understand piecing it together. Sean and Ashley aren't that great at interviewers, but I think I'm understanding what this program is. It obviously is to help young men and women that are either members of gangs or have been impacted by gangs and or violence. But so I'm interested in participating in this program. I've got my child or grandchild. Like, what are the steps I got to take? What are the qualifications? How does that happen?
Okay, so we do have a referral process. You could go to the roundtable of St. Lucie County, SLC.org, and you will see Ignite Youth Alliance. And once you hit Ignite Youth Alliance, you can scroll down and you can see the referral online. And you just fill out the referral and submit it. At the bottom of the referral, it has my email on it at dmcfoley@roundtableslc.org. And you just send us that referral, and we're going to review that referral. We're going to get in contact with the person that referred that youth. And if that youth go to any school in St. Lucie County, they can also talk to the administrators at those schools and be like, hey, I heard about Ignite Youth Alliance. Is there a possibility, can I get my youth referred there? And so you could go through the schools and referring us through the administrative departments, and they can refer them out to us as well. But anybody can do a referral. And like I said, our referral is online at the Roundtable St. Lucie County. And you just go look and hit the Ignite Youth Alliance and scroll down and see the referral. You click it. And once you fill it out, you can just email it to us. And we're going to be in communication with the person who did the referral within, I'd say, from 48 to 72 hours. We'll be in contact to get more information. And our criteria is the person has to be affiliated or in a gang, show aggressive behaviors at home, at school, or in the community, have any kind of DJ Department of Juvenile Justice involvement with any kind of aggravated batteries or possession of a firearm, grand theft autos. If they have meet those criteria, we're gonna provide some services. And the best thing about Ignite Youth Alliance, we do get a lot of referrals. But if a youth don't meet our requirements, we don't just say we can't help. We're going to find some kind of organization or a partner that can provide some kind of services to that youth and family. So even though all kids don't meet those criteria, we don't leave them out to dry. We're going to try our best to link them with something to better that situation.
That's a really good point. So really, if anybody thinks that their child or grandchild or whomever might qualify, it's worth doing the referral. Just to get, if it's not into the program, the expertise from you guys to connect to other community resources.
Yes, ma'am. And that's one thing we big on, connecting people to community resources, because this is a whole bunch of resources in St. Lucie County that the community really don't know about or have access to. And we pride ourselves on helping out the community to know about these services. And we do a great job of doing that. So if a youth don't meet our criteria, we gonna make some referrals and some phone calls to different organizations to help us to link this kid to a service that could better them and their family.
And so you have, obviously you have your mentors, but it sounds like you have family navigators too, or the mentors are family navigators or cross-trained to do both.
Yeah, they're cross-trained to do both. Our family navigators, their main role is to go into the home and provide those services to the guardians and other members of the our active clients. So, you know, I'm doing this work for 8 years, and I'm celebrating my 8th year on the job. So doing this work for 8 years, being an outreach worker is great, but it's a lot of case management because you're dealing with the youth, and also you're trying to provide those services for the family as well. And when an outreach worker have 15 to 20 clients on a caseload and their families, it's a lot. So we brought in these family navigators to come in and try to help relieve some of that case management for the family aspect. And so they take upon that with helping the family with their referrals out to get basic needs services, taking the family out for job interviews, helping with resumes, link them to different mental health services is needed, taking them out to food pantries or just meeting basic needs. So the family navigator has been a blessing to us, because now the outreach worker / mentor could just focus in on the youth and spending that quality time with the youth. And the family navigator, they spend that time building a relationship with the family and the whoever's in that household and providing them services to help get them to the next level. And also our family navigators, they do cross over. They're mentors as well. They'll go out in the field, spend time in the community, build a relationship with the clients, take them to different places, being part of different other programming with different organizations. So they are a crossbreed of mentor, case management. And like I said, it's just a blessing that we have them. I have two of them, and I think approximately 150 kids that we service. But we have 93 that's active, so they have a big caseload, but they do a tremendous job of going out every day in the community and touching families every day, of providing resource packages, following up on appointments, linking them to different services. So their caseload is bigger than the outreach worker caseload.
And before we go, because we got like 2 minutes or a minute left, how can they get a hold of you and get all this information? Is it the best way to go to RoundtableSLC? Is it .com or .org? One of those two?
It's RoundtableSLC.org.
Okay.
That's the best way to go on. And like I said, just click on Ignite Youth Alliance. And once you click on that, our whole page will come up and has my cell phone number. It has our email address, and you can reach us through that. But if you want my cell phone number, I don't mind giving it out. It's 772-267-7809. You also could give me a call. You have any questions, any concerns, I will get with you, and we could talk about it. I could kind of show you or help you maneuver to the best way possible to get some services for yourself or to you.
And before we sign off here, I'm just going to read. I pulled it up because I was in a meeting where you presented some of the outcomes. So far for this year, from January to current, 83% of the young men and women that are participating have not been arrested, which is huge. 97% have had no gun-related arrest. 78% are attending school regularly, and you're batting 1,000 for those eligible to graduate have received their high school diploma. So that's incredible. And and Ashley, I can remember when they did the gang model presentation where we were trying to decide if we're going to adopt it. They had somebody nationally come down and talk about it, and they said that your outcomes that you can expect are around 60%, like 60% success rate. Because, you know, let's face it, these, you know, it's not like they're grabbing, you know, just, I can't think of a name, somebody that's just sitting at home doing nothing. They're kids, you know, the criteria, involved in a gang, juvenile justice. They've already had experience with violence and or the juvenile justice system. So they said you can expect like a 60% out, a success rate is a good rate. And I'm looking at these now, 83, 97, and almost 80%. Crushing, beating the expectations of even the national model. I think that speaks volumes to the roundtable. I think that speaks volumes to Teresa. And of course, it speaks volumes about Darcy and his leadership in this program.
Yes.
All right.
I appreciate
Thank you.
That.
Thank you, Darcy. Next time we give you an award, we won't wait 2 years to actually physically give you the award.
We'll gatekeep the plaque.
We'll cut it down to like 18 months. How's that? Is that fair?
Okay, 18 months sound better than 3 years.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, gosh, it was 3 years. Yeah, okay. All right, folks, we're out of time. We want to thank you for listening. Thank you, Darcy, so much for coming on. Keep doing the great work that you're doing. I'm going to remind everybody it's a weekly radio program every Sunday on 104.5 The Flame at 10 a.m. If you missed the show, don't worry, don't fret. Just pull out your phone, pull out your podcast app, look up Community Connections with Children's Services Council, and it'll get delivered to you right away. And we're grateful for every listen. Remember to share the information and also that it's our children, our community, our future. Now more than ever, folks, we're all in this together. We'll see you next time.